إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وأتباعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. إخوتي وأخواتي المسلمين في كل مكان، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليك السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أيها الإخوة والأخوات، إنه مما يفلج صدورنا ونغتبط به ونفرح به حرصكم على طلب العلم على الرغم من تباعد الأقطار والديار، وهذا يدل على أن الإسلام ولله الحمد بخير وأن الإسلام يعلو ولا يعلى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، ما بعد. Our beloved Sheikh, Sheikh Saleh ibn Sa'd al-Suhaymi حفظه الله تعالى, after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending the salat and the taslim upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members and companions, and those who followed him with good, he gave us the salam. He said, "My dear beloved brothers and beloved sisters in al-Islam from among the Muslims, wherever you may be," and he gave us the greetings of as-salam. He said, "Indeed, that which make him happy and put some chill in his heart, as we can say this, out of happiness," he said, "that which make him happy and envious in a good term of this world of it is that our eagerness on seeking knowledge." The knowledge, he said, even though that the lands are so far away and the homes are so far away, he said, if this is proof that Islam, alhamdulillah, is in a good hand, and that Islam is increasing in this land, and it will not be decreased, inshallah. Naam ya Sheikh, sallallahu alayhi.
إخوتي وأخواتي المسلمين في أمريكا وفي كل مكان، إن الموضوع الذي سنتحدث عنه في غاية الأهمية، وهو إعداد الأم الصالحة التي تربي الأجيال على منهج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Sheikh Habibullah Ta'ala said, "My dear beloved brothers and beloved sisters from among the Muslims in America and elsewhere," he said, "indeed, the topic that we are about to talk about is a topic of extreme importance. That because it deals with preparing and cultivating righteous mothers, which will bring education to the children and to the next generations upon the manhaj of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Naam ya Sheikh.
"إذ أن الأمة إذا أعدت إعدادا صالحا وربيت على طاعة الله تبارك وتعالى وعلى منهج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه، استطاعت بفضل الله عز وجل أن تسهم إسهاما مباشرا في إنتاج الأبناء والبنات المسلمين والمسلمات الذين يجتهدون في سلوك منهج تلك الأم، السير على ذلك المسلك الذي ربينا عليه، ألا وهو دين الله الحق الذي لا يقبل الله دينا سواه."
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى said that because if we give much care and importance to the mother, And if she is educated and taught in a way that she become righteous, so by doing so, we are making of that mother a righteous woman upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and upon the minhaj of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. If the woman is raised upon this things, so she will, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she will contribute directly into bringing and upbringing children, whether they may be boys or girls from amongst the Muslims, who themselves will strive hard in trying to emulate the example of their mother. And so therefore they be upon the path and the methodology that their mother upbring them and cultivate them upon this. That is the truth, the deen of the truth, the Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept any other religion but it. Na'am, Shaykh.
وقد خاطب الله تبارك وتعالى المؤمنين والمؤمنات أن يجتهدوا في تربية أبنائهم حتى يقيهم الله تبارك وتعالى شر النيران الخطيرة شر جهنم. إذا ربوهم على طاعة الله وربوهم على منهج الله الحق استطاعوا أن يحولوا بينهم وبين النار نعوذ بالله منها. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. والمقصود أن كل من الأب والأم عليهم مسؤولية كبرى ولا سيما الأم التي تكون أنفق وأكثر اتصالا من حيث الوقت لأطفالها. عليهم مسؤولية كبرى أن يحصنوا أبناءهم بدين الله حتى يقوهم شر النار بإذن الله. هذه النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أطبها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ أساك ليس في قلوبهم رحمة لأحد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ينفذون أمر الله ويفعلون ما أمرهم الله تبارك وتعالى به. هل نعد أخوات المؤمنات أيتها الأخوات الأمهات لنعد العدة لهذا الموقف العظيم الذي يجعل الولدان شيبا.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى continue by saying, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed the believers amongst male and female that they should work harder into trying to cultivate and upbring their children, boys or girls, and upon the correct path. And by this, because that correct path and that correct upbringing will, insha'Allah ta'ala, save them from the blazing fires of the hellfire wal'iyadu billah. Only if they educate them and upbring them upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon the true methodology, in this way inshallah ta'ala, they will be able to contribute in those children be saved from the fire which we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, protect and safeguard yourselves and your families from a fire that its fuel is man and stone. Upon it, there are stern, severe angels. They do not disobey Allah's orders, rather they act upon that which they were commanded with. The Shaykh said that is was intended here is that the father and the mother, they have a great responsibility on their shoulders, especially the mother, because she's the one that spent the most of time around her children. So therefore, both father and mother, they should make sure that they are given to their children that which is necessary for them to know from this deen, this upright religion of Al-Islam, so that they be avoided, they avoid the fire, which once again the Shaykh said, its fuel is man and stone. And upon it, he said, is stern, severe angels. They have no mercy in their hearts for anyone else in particular. And they act upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh said, my dear beloved sisters, be aware of this and prepare yourself. My dear believing sisters, and especially the mothers, you have to prepare yourself for this day and for this moment, that indeed it will render and make the young people and give them actually a white hair on that day. Naam, Yashir.
Inna tarbiyati al-ummahat لأولادهن على الأخلاق الفاضلة وقبل ذلك على عقيدة الإسلام على تحقيق التوحيد من كافة الشوائب وإبعادهم عن المعاصي وعن البدع والخرافات والعناية بهم ومراقبة حركاتهم وسكناتهم وجلسائهم أمانة عظمى في عنقك أيتها الأم الفاضلة التي تعتبرين راعية لهؤلاء الناشئة، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: والأم راعية في بيت، والزوجة راعية في بيت زوجها ومسؤولة عن رعيتها، فهي أقرب الناس إلى مراقبة الأطفال، لأن الأب قد يكون مشغولا بأعباء الحياة، تتحمل الأم مسؤوليتها، ولتعلم أن ذلك أمانة تسأل عنه يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم.
الشيخ حفظه تعالى continue by saying, indeed the cultivation that the mothers should give to their children and the education and the upbringing, you should know that this is a great responsibility upon your shoulders, which consists of teaching them the correct morals of Al-Islam, and before that the correct aqidah, the correct creed and belief of Al-Islam, which consists on first and before everything to teach them the tawheed, and they should fulfill the tawheed that is free from the shirk and all that which contradict it. Likewise, to make sure that they stay away from actions of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make sure that they stay away from innovations and all foolishness. And likewise, you take good care of them and you check them. You check them in the times when they move and time when they're not moving. Likewise, you should check closely who their companions, who they hang with, who they sit with, who they walk with. Indeed, this is a great responsibility upon your shoulder, in your neck. He said, you, my noble, O noble mother, indeed, you are ira'iyah to them, because it is upon you to cultivate them and upbring them. He said, as the Prophet ﷺ said, and the wife, she is a shepherd and ra'iyah in the house of her husband, and she is responsible as related to that. He said that because she is the closest amongst all the people to the children. He said the father, perhaps he may be busy all day trying to get the livelihood. And so therefore she finds herself the closest person to the children. So from this, it is upon you a great responsibility that you will be asked about it, no doubt, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day when no wealth and no children will be of any benefit for you. Now.
إن الأمة الصالحة التي تربي أولادها على طاعة الله وتقوم بهذه الأمانة خير قيام موعودة بالخير الكثير والأجر العظيم عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. من ذلك هذه البشرى التي بشر بها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل من الوالدين إذا ربوا أولادهم على طاعة الله، فإنهم يلقون جزاء ذلك حتى بعد وفاتهما. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهذا يشمل الأب والأم كما ذكرت، يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام: إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث: صدقة جارية، أو علم ينتفع به، أو ولد صالح يدعو له. وهذا يشمل الأب والأم. ومتى يكون الولد صالحا يدعو لأبويه؟ إذا عني الأبوان بتربيته على طاعة الله، بتعريفه الخير من الشر والحق من الباطل والتوحيد من الشرك والهدى من الضلال والسنة من البدعة والحلال من الحرام والطريق المستقيم من الطريق المعوج. إذا قدر الله على الوالدين أجلهما وكانا قد عنيا بالأولاد عناية فائقة فإنهم سوف يدعون لهما طيلة حياتهما، يتصدقون عنهما، يحجون عنهما، يبرونهما بكثير من ألوان البر التي تستمر بعد وفاتهما.
الشيخ حفظ الله تعالى وزاه الله خيرا said, indeed, the righteous woman who cultivate her children upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she does whatever it takes to make sure that they receive in the proper education, she will get the greatest of all rewards. She will get the greatest of all rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From those is the good tidings that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given, not just to the mother, but to the mother and the father. Taking in consideration on account that they cultivate their children upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they do this, they will get the great reward after their death, which continue after their death. And this is something that is for the father and the mother, he said. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the son of Adam is dead, all his deeds are cut off except from three things: a continuous act of charity, a beneficial knowledge, or a righteous child that make dua for him or for her. He said this is for both, for the mother or the father. He said, the Shaykh, he said, now the question is when and how a child become righteous so he can make dua for his parents. He said he is righteous if the parents first, before they die, they put some time and invest some time in trying to educate him and upbring him or her upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, they spend some time with their children teaching them the truth, so he be distinguished for them from the falsehood. Likewise, they teach them the tawheed, so much so that he become clearly distinguished from a shirk. Likewise, they make sure that they teach them the huda, all the ways of guidance, so they can stay away from the misguidance. They teach them the sunnah, so they can flee away from the bid'ah. They teach them the halal, that which is lawful, so they cannot fall, so they do not fall into that which is unlawful. They teach them the tariq al-mustaqim, the straight path, so they would not walk on the crooked one. The Shaykh said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused you to die, both of you, the father and the mother, but after doing all this, therefore, after taking care of your children, they will make dua for you, inshallah ta'ala, as long as they live. They will make charity on your behalf. They will make hajj on your behalf. They will engage into doing all types of good and righteousness and actions of righteousness for you, inshallah ta'ala, which you will benefit from even after your death. Na'am, ya Shaykh.
إن الأمة الصالحة هي التي لا تترك فراغا في بيتها يضيع من خلاله الأولاد، بل إذا عنيت بعمل بيتها وتهيئته لهم ولزوجها فإنها تقضي بقية وقتها بتعليم أبنائها ما ينفعهم في أمر دينهم ودنياهم، حتى تكون قدوة صالحة لهم في ذلك، ويضاعف لها الأجر عند الله تبارك وتعالى.
The Shaykh حفظه تعالى, he said, the righteous mother is the one that she didn't leave no leisure time, no empty spots in her household. So, because if she does so, she may lose her children. He said that because the righteous mother, if she take good care of her house, that her house is in order for her husband and for the children, after she take care of the affairs of the house, the rest of the time she may have left, she use it. She use it into teaching her children that which will benefit them in this life as related to the dunya and as related to the deen, the religion. And if she does so, she will set the best example of righteousness for them, and not to forget to mention that by doing this, her reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be increased. Naam, Sheikh.
Inna al-awlaada bi tabi'ati halihim wa bi fitratihim التي خلقهم الله عليها يقلدون الأب والأم في تصرفاتهم فإن كانوا قدوة في الخير بخاصة الأم اتبعوها وسلكوا سبيلها واتبعوا طريقها واستطاعت أن تنتشلهم وتأخذهم من مزالق الهوى والشر والسفاهة والمغريات التي تعج بها الساحة في كل مكان تستطيع أن تأخذهم من تلك الأوحال ومن تلك المزالق إلى بر النجاة إلى الخير إلى طريق الهدى والخير فإنهم يقلدونها ويتشبهون بها بتصرفاتها إن كانت صالحة قوامة قوامة تؤدي ما أوجب الله عليها وتحفظ لسانها وتحصن نفسها وتبتعد عن كل ما يشينها أو يعيبها إن لها أجر عملها كما أن لها مثل أجور أولئك الأولاد ومن قلدها في هذا العمل الخير بقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من دعا إلى هدى فله مثل أجر من تبعه من غير أن ينقص من أجورهم شيئا وعلى العكس من ذلك لو أن المرأة قدوة في الشر قلدها أولادها في ذلك وساروا على نهجها ودلتهم على الغواية إن الإثم يضاعف عليها كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن دعا إلى ضلالة فعليه وزرها ووزر من عمل بها إلى يوم القيامة من غير أن ينقص من أوزارهم أو آثامهم شيئا.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى, he said, now the children, by nature, by that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them upon, the fitra, the natural basic instincts, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is something in them that they, it's easy for them to follow and imitate and emulate those people around them, especially the father and the mother. So the children, they emulate the father and the mother in every single move they do. He says, so therefore, if both of them, the father and the mother, are a good example, especially the mother, if she is upon good, upon righteousness, they will follow her in that. They will follow the path that she's upon. And therefore, by that, it will be easy for her to snatch them out from the ways of foolishness, the ways of evil, from the mud, which is called evil, and the temptation of this dunya, and the like. And she will take them out from that to the shore of safety, of righteousness, and of guidance. That because, be sure and certain, you're the mother, that your children, they are imitating you, emulating your example in every single move you do. He says, so therefore, if she is righteous, that will lead for her to, which is consist, that she should be upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that she should act upon the obligations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she should preserve her tongue, and she should protect her chastity, and she should stay away from anything that will blemish her name and her reputation, or may bring some harm to her reputation. He said, if she does this, she will be rewarded because she's acting upon this good, and also she will receive the same equal reward of her children and anyone who emulates her and follow her example in that good. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever calls to huda, a guidance, he will receive the equal amount of good of anyone who follow him in that without decreasing from their rewards. He said, but the opposite is totally true. If the woman is evil, and therefore she's setting a bad and evil example, and therefore her children, they follow her in that evil, and they become like her or worse, wal'iyadu billah, so she will be punished for that. She subjects herself to the punishment, and also she will receive the same punishment of anyone who follow her, because she has set an example for them to be misguided and to be on the brink of destruction, wal'iyadu billah. That's because the Prophet ﷺ said, and he who called to idalala, to a misguidance, to a foolishness and the like, he will receive the amongst the same amount of punishment and evil reward of anyone who followed them until Yawm al-Qiyamah without diminishing from their evil reward. Naam, Shaykh.
Wa innani azuffu ila awati al-mu'minat المربيات الفاضلات التي يستقمن على طاعة الله وعلى هدي كتاب الله تعالى وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم قولا وعملا واعتقادا ويعنين بتربية أبنائهن وفق هذا المنهج أزف إليهن أشرى عظيمة من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صلت المرأة خمسها يعني الصلوات الخمس قامت الصلوات الخمس فلا بد أن تعرف أحكام الطهارة كيف تؤدي الصلاة وصامت شهرها يعني صوم شهر رمضان وأطاعت أهلها يعني أطاعت زوجها في طاعة الله تبارك وتعالى وحفظت فرجها انظروا إلى البشرى، البشرى دخلت الجنة من أي أبوابها الثمانية شاءت. هذه بشارة عظيمة. لكن أيتها الأخوات المؤمنات الفاضلات بشارة لا تعدلها بشارة. تدخل المرأة التي هذه أوصافها وهذه خصالها وهذا منهجها تدخل من ثمانية أبواب للجنة كل هذه الأبواب الثمانية مفتوحة لها تدخلها من أيها شاء علينا عليكن أخواتي المؤمنات أن اجتهدنا في أن تطبقنا هذا الوصف وأن ربينا أولادكن على طاعة الله وأن تعدن بناتكن للمستقبل حتى يكن مثلكن إن شاء الله في غرس الفضيلة والإبعاد عن الرذيلة الأم مدرسة إذا أعددتها أعددت شعبا طيب الأعراق ومعنى هذا البيت أن الأمة الصالحة المؤمنة التقية النقية الحافظة المحافظة المربية لأولادها على طاعة الله تكون كأنها مدرسة ثابتة تربي الأجيال وتخرج النساء والرجال على طاعة الله تبارك وتعالى إذا أعدت هذا الإعداد كأنما أعددت أي أخي المؤمن وأختي المؤمنة، أنما أعددت شعبا بأكمله، لأن المجتمع وأنا وأنت وزيد وعمر وأولادنا وأولادك وأمهاتنا وأمهاتك. فلطبق هذه المثل العظيمة الإسلامية حتى نصل إلى بر النجاة، وحتى تؤدي الأمانة المنوطة بأعناقنا.
الشيخ حفظه تعالى continue by saying جزاه الله خيرا. He said, and this, at this moment, I will bring to our beloved sisters from amongst the believing women, bring them a good news. To those beloved believing women, those who upbring and cultivate their children upon obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not just by claim, but that this manhaj is clearly manifested in their statements, in their actions, and in their belief. And plus to this, they take good care of the education of their children and bringing to them, to all of them, these believing women, our beloved sisters in Islam, a good news from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said, if a woman pray her five, meaning the five obligatory prayers, the Shaykh said, and it is a must here to mention that first she has to have full knowledge and correct and sound knowledge of the rulings and regulations of purification that is necessary for her salat to be correct. And if she fasts her month, the Shaykh said, meaning the month of Ramadan, and if she obeyed her husband, the Shaykh said, only in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if she preserved her private part, he said, listen now to this great news. This great news, the Prophet ﷺ said, a woman that fulfilled these requirements, she will enter Al-Jannah, paradise, from any of its eight gates she wish. The Shaykh said, indeed, this is a good news. This is a good news for all our beloved sisters, for amongst the believers. This is a news that no other news is equal to it. That the women that fulfill these characteristics and adorn herself with these righteous morals and ethics, that her minhaj is the minhaj of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she will enter on Yawm al-Qiyamah to the Jannah from any of its eight gates she wish. He said, another way, that the whole eight gates of the Jannah will be open for her, and she choose to enter from it anyone of whom it pleases. The Shaykh said, so therefore it is incumbent upon you, our beloved sisters, to be diligent and eager into applying these characteristics. Adorn yourself with them. Be upon obedience to Allah, upon obedience to Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Cultivate your children, especially your daughters, upon this correct path, so they emulate you and they follow your example into implanting the good manners and the good, and they stay away from any wicked, despicable act. As the poet said, indeed the mother is a school, on account that if you prepare it correctly, if as though you have prepared and cultivated a whole nation. He said, Shaykh said, the meaning of this line of poetry, that if the righteous mother, the believing mother, the one who fears Allah, and the one who preserves Allah's obligation, stay away from that which He has made upon her forbidden to stay away from, the one that cultivates her children upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon the correct methodology of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, she is like a school. This mother, she's like a school that is firm into bringing and upbringing generations after generations from amongst men and women upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taking in consideration that if she is herself the mother, if she's following the path that we are mentioned, and if as though she is bringing nations of people. He said, because the community is nothing but you and me, nothing but so and so, your children and my children, Your parents and our parents, they come all together. But if we are upon the manhaj of the Islam, if we all of us together stick to this manhaj that the mothers, they follow, inshallah ta'ala, that will lead us to safety. And therefore, we will fulfill the responsibility that is upon our necks and shoulders. Naam, Sheikh.
أخوات المؤمنات المربيات عليكن أن يكون العز في استمرار في استقامتكن على طاعة الله فالعز في استقامة على دين الله العز في الإسلام حقوق المرأة مكملة في الإسلام كل ما تتطلبه المرأة المسلمة التي تتقي الله تبارك وتعالى مما يسعدها في دنياها وآخرتها إنها موعودة بالخير إن استقامت على طاعة الله إن استقامت على طاعة الله من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن الذي كانوا يعملون بشر الله تعالى المؤمنين والمؤمنات بأن يحييهم الحياة الطيبة المباركة في الدنيا والآخرة متى استقاموا على طاعة الله وعنوا تربية أبنائهم على ما يرضي الله فعلينا أن نحقق هذه الأوصاف أوصي الأخوات المؤمنات بأن يعتقدن أن العز في الإسلام لا في الموضة ولا في التقليد الأعمى إن كثيرا من الغربيات الآن من غير المسلمات يتمنين العودة إلى البيت والجد ولزوم البيت وعدم الانخراط بين من يريدون أن يستغلونهن أن يستغلوهن في ريعان شبابهن ثم يرموهن كما ترمى الكلاب إنك أكبر من ذلك أختي المؤمنة عليك المعول وعليك الأمل بعد فضل الله وتوفيقه وتسديده أن تعني في تربية هذه الناشئة وتتلقين أجر ذلك عند الله سبحانه وتعالى وفقني الله وإياكم بكل خير ورزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح آخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وإذا كان هناك أسئلة في حدود 10 دقائق بعد ذلك فلا بأس
أيوة إن شاء الله. The Sheikh Hafidhahu Ta'ala in conclusion he said, my dear beloved sisters amongst the believers, especially those who are cultivating upbringing children, he said it is incumbent upon all of you to know this, that the mightiness is in being upright upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said there is glory and mightiness is in Islam. That's because Islam has preserved and fulfilled the rights of the woman and perfected them. Everything that the woman needs for her, the Muslim woman that needs for her, but only the one that fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she will find in this beautiful deen of Islam all the ingredients that will help her to achieve happiness in this life and in the hereafter. He said, because she's promised all types of goods, taking on account that she is upright upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he who acts upon righteousness from among the men, male or a female, while they are believers, we shall give them a life, a pure life, and yet we will reward them the greatest of all reward on Yawm al-Qiyamah, because of that which they used to do of good. The Shaykh said, That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse has given the good tidings to the believing men and women that they will live a pure life, a blessed life in this dunya, and yet they will get the greatest of reward on the akhirah. But only if they are upright upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and taking good care of their children, upbringing them upon that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, if they fulfill these characteristics, they will receive this great reward. The Shaykh said, lastly, I advise my beloved sisters, the believer women, those who have children, and plus to this, they should constantly remember that glory and mightiness is in Islam. It's not in fashions. It's not in emulating and blindly following the wicked women, whether they may be Muslims or non-Muslims. He said you should remember and realize that many amongst the non-Muslim women, they wish if they can just go back home. They wish if they stay away from the paths of misguidance and foolishness. They wish if they can be set free from the evil of those wolf, those men that they use the women as a prey to gain some worldly gain, and then after that they will throw them like dead dogs. Wal-iyadu billah. He said, we really put a lot of hopes on you. You're the believing mother, the believing woman, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the success lays with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we hope that you do your job as you are commanded in upbringing the children so that you may get the great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh said, وَفَقَنِ اللَّهِ May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you the success to do all types of good, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us with beneficial knowledge, which is coupled with righteous actions. أحسن الله إليكم شيخنا الفاضل وجزاكم الله خيرا على هذه الكلمات الطيبة المباركة التي أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يدخرها لكم في ميزان حسناتكم. السائل تقول
بذا لو قدم الأسئلة الخاصة بالأخوات في الموضوع.
نعم. Sheikh said, first of all, he would love to entertain the women a question. If the sister have questions, inshallah ta'ala, that's what he wants. Allah ya Sheikh, عندي بعض الأسئلة لكنها لا تمت بالموضوع.
يبدأ بما يتمت الموضوع ثم إن لم يوجد اطرح غيره.
يقول واحد هذا يا شيخ, هل من الممكن تلخيص لنا بعض أسباب السعادة الزوجية؟ لأنها سبب رئيسي في تربية الأبناء على الطمأنينة وعلى السعادة كما تفضلتم, لأنهم يقلدون أباءهم.
أولا, خيار الزوجين, خيار الزوج والزوجة, خيار الأم صالحة قبل الزواج. وثانيا, العلم والتعلم والفقه في دين الله. أنا أختصر الأمر. وثالثا, يعني مخالطة الناس الطيبين, يعني مجالسة الناس الطيبين والبعد عن الأشرار. ورابعا, الاجتهاد في المحافظة على الفرائض والنوافل معا, لأن النوافل تكون سببا في محبة الله, بالتالي تكون سببا في سعادة الأسرة. هذه من الأسباب يعني التي تعين على يعني صلاح الأسرة وسعادتها.
The Shaykh حبه تعالى, and I read to you the question first. The question said, Ya Shaykh, would it be possible if you summarize for us some of the means that bring happiness between spouses, between the husband and the wife? Because if they live in harmony, that will illustrate in the life of the children, since they, as you mentioned, the children emulate the example of their parents. The Sheikh said, in summary and brief, we mentioned that first of all, the first means and reason has something to do with before even the marriage takes place. Is that the person should, the spouses, they should choose and do the best they can to choose the righteous one. That the man has to choose the righteous wife, the righteous the righteous mother before even the marriage. He has to look for the righteous mother. Number two, knowledge. These are the people, they have to have some knowledge of the deen of Islam, correct understanding of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, from the means that bring happiness between the spouses, and there it reflects upon the education of the children, that their companions and their friends, they should be righteous upon the correct deen, and they should stay away from the evil and the wicked people. Number four, that they should strive hard into implementing that which Allah has made obligatory upon them, along with increasing from the supererogatory acts of worship. He said, because when the servant does and been consistent upon the supererogatory acts of worship, Allah will love him and put the love in the hearts of others for him, and therefore will make them live a pure life. The Sheikh said, this is some of the things that insha'Allah ta'ala, if they do them, it will bring some harmony in this. Jazakallah khairan. What would you advise a person that when new baby comes, there is no joy from the parents? يقول هذا لعله بعد الآباء نظرا لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد حباهما بكثير من البنين فالآن يعني كلما يعني رزقهم الله بابن لا يفرحون فما نصيحتكم يا شيخ لهؤلاء. So what would you advise a person that when news of a new baby come, there is no joy from the parents, probably since they have many kids.
عليهم أن يشكروا الله عز وجل على ما رزقهم وأن يحسنوا الظن بالله وأن يجتهدوا في تربيتهم وأن يربوهم على طاعة الله فإن وجود هذا النسل نعمة من الله تبارك وتعالى. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول تناكحوا تناسلوا فإني مباهم بكم الأمم يوم القيامة لا تحزن يا أخي المسلم وإنما عليك أن تثق فيما عند الله وفي السماء رزقكم وما توعدون متى وجد الإيمان الصادق إنه يحجز صاحبه من أن يكره إن جاب الأولاد.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى, he said, it is upon you first to give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon that which He has provided you with His children. And think good about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once you get His children, do your part in trying to cultivate them upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, because those children is a ni'mah and a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, marry the one that can bear children. Indeed, I am bragging the other nations with you on Yawm al-Qiyamah because of the number of the Ummah of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, but don't grieve because of this, but rather keep your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the rizq comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentioned in the ayah that your rizq and your provisions are in the heavens. He said, but this only will be possible and easy on them if their iman is strong upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
اختر السؤال الأخير انتقي.
نعم يا شيخ.
ويسمع في غير الولاية الحديث؟
يسمع في كل مكان يا شيخ, عبر البالطو مع الله, حتى في أوروبا وغيرها إن شاء الله.
نعم.
فهل من نصيحة يا شيخ للأم التي قد تكون مضطرة إلى للخروج من البيت للعمل خاصة في هذه البلاد، وكيف توفق بين العمل وبين تربية الأبناء؟
إن اضطرت إلى الخروج وليس هناك من يعني يساعدها على البقاء في بيتها وتربية الأولاد، عليها أن تنظم وقتها بعد العمل، ويكون العمل في أماكن مشروعة مباحة، ونظم وقتها بعد ذلك لتربية الأولاد، وتجلس معهم جلسة علمية ولو لمدة ساعة في اليوم، وتناقش أمورهم وتعالج أفكارهم، وتحاول أن تنظر إلى ما قد تأثروا به إذا كان مخالفا للشرع، تنبههم له وتجتهد في هذا، وبإمكانها بإذن الله أن تنظم وقتها وأن تنسق بين العمل الذي اضطرت إليه وبين البيت بإذن الله تعالى.
The Sheikh, the question was, what about if a mother, she finds herself obliged to have a job? So how can she bring harmony between her working outside the home and in the same time bringing education to her children? The Sheikh said, if the woman finds herself in a situation like this and she has no other person who can care for her and take care of her needs, and she finds herself that she has to go to work, then inshallah ta'ala, we advise her to try to put some order in her time, to be very diligent and be very careful to utilize her time in the best way, in the best manner. After work, after she comes from work, and he said, and by the way, she should only have a job that is conducive to the legislation of Al-Islam. She should only in a place and doing a job that is permissible in Islam. After that, inshallah ta'ala, she should, alhamdulillah, do her best in trying to make the best of the time that she may have, inshallah ta'ala, in the rest of the day. For example, when she come back, of course, she try to find some time to sit with her children and to discuss with them, alhamdulillah, the issues of this deen. She try to see what if they heard something on that day while she was away from them. If it's something evil, alhamdulillah, it'd be easy for her to cleanse it out and from their minds, inshallah ta'ala. And he said, this is what we advise her, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu fikum, Shaykh.
Allahu Kareem, Rabb al-Afs al-Azim, bi asma'i al-husna, sifatihi al-ula, an yajma'ana wa iyaakum ala al-khayri da'iman, ma fi dar al-karamati fi jannati al-na'im, wa an yamunna alayna wa alaykum الهدى والتقى إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد على آله وصحبه أجمعين استودعكم الله الذي لا تضيع ودائعه السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
عليك السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته and the Shaykh حفظه تعالى he conclude once again by making dua for us and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve us and teach us that which is beneficial for us and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve all of us and gather us all of us together in the Jannah, Ameen. Jazahullah khairan wa barakallahu fee. Allah yahfadhak ya Shaykh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.